Do you want answers, real answers? Do you want real, practical, supernatural answers that produce real, measurable results? Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We're so glad you've come. God's Word, found in the Majority Text Authorized King James Version of the Bible, has the answers and a solutions-based formula for all of this life's problems, large and small. God's Word is a saw, a hammer, and the building material with which to build a life, an abundant life built upon the rock, even a life that will last forever. The personal answers to life's problems begin at a place Jesus calls born again. Have you been born again, born a second time, this time of the Spirit? God Said, Man Said has good news for you. Today is the day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. This is the place where problems meet real, everlasting solutions. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms chapter 4, verse 8, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. God said, Isaiah 26, 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. God said, Proverbs chapter 3, 19 through 24, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down to the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Man said, no God, and consequently no supernatural Bible that serves any practical purpose. Now the record. A human being spends approximately one-third of his life sleeping. Millions are negatively affected by sleep disorders. The following paragraphs are from Newberg and Waldman's 2009 book, How God Changes Your Brain. In fact, sleep is so important to the brain that we cannot survive without it. Like other body parts, it needs time to rejuvenate and strengthen the connections between nerve cells. This process, called consolidation, enables nerve cells to strengthen their connections. If the brain does not rest, those circuits will be damaged. And if you chronically sleep less than 5 hours a night, cognition significantly declines. The problem is, a good night's sleep is dependent upon many variables, especially the amount of stress you've experienced while awake. In fact, even a single exposure to a stressful situation can disturb your normal pattern of sleep. Any form of stress exhausts our neural capacity to function optimally, and nearly everything we do is stressful to one degree or another. Sleep deprivation will disrupt normal neural functioning, but it's hard to assess to what degree and in what ways, given all the variables involved in an individual's constitution and lifestyle. For example, nearly every form of cognitive and physical disturbance will disrupt your sleep. Sleeping pills won't help either, because many of them disrupt REM sleep and dreaming, which are essential components for maintaining a healthy brain. Deprive a rat, which normally lives 2 or 3 years, of REM sleep, and the poor thing will survive for about 5 weeks. End of quote. The following excerpts are from the October 24, 2009 issue of Science News under the title, Dying to Sleep. Studies have linked chronic sleep loss to obesity, heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and shorter lives in people and laboratory animals. And now a new study links sleep loss in mice to Alzheimer's disease plaques. And some evidence suggests that stinting on sleep night after night may cause long-term, maybe even permanent changes in the brain, some of which may predispose people to mental disorders such as depression. End of quote. Again from the article under the heading, How Much is Enough, came the following. No magic number exists for the amount of sleep people need each night. The normal range includes as little as 6 hours and as many as 10 hours of sleep per night, depending on the person. But studies of various diseases show that sleeping about 7 to 8 hours each night carries the least risk of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and other illnesses, end of quote. God's Word has a very workable solution to the world's sleep disorders, and it's comforting to know that His solution does not cause diarrhea or suicidal tendencies, etc. And yes, you can drive or even handle heavy equipment. In fact, God's side effects are laden with positive, life-enhancing benefits. All of us will at one time or another have a sleeping problem, which can be an occasional racing mind brought on by stressful situations to chronic insomnia. The following five-step formula laid out on these pages is a beautiful solution. Number one, establish a daily pattern. Your body responds well to patterns. Rise up early before your day begins, 15 to 30 minutes, and get before God in prayer, committing your day unto Him and reading His Word. See it as your morning sacrifice. God will surely order your steps. Before you retire, do the same thing, your evening sacrifice. The Bible says Daniel prayed 3 times a day, and the psalmist praised God 7 times a day. Your pattern, once established, 7 days or so, will bring your body into a state of rest. Number two, cleanse yourself of all spiritual uncleanness daily as needed, beginning with your morning sacrifice. Psalm 66, verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear my prayer. Spiritual cleanness is a secure state of rest. Number three, as you get before the Lord before you sleep, be sure to shift your stressful situations to Jesus via your childlike faith. Jesus said in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The value here is immense. It is immense. Hebrews 4, verses 1 and 2. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Mixing God's word with faith is a sure place of rest. Psalms 127, 1 and 2. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so He giveth His beloved sleep. Number four, take your Bible from your nightstand and begin to read from the book of Psalms. If you share your bedroom with another, get a book light that can clamp to your Bible. As you fix your mind on the beauty of God's Word, you will find your body entering a state of rest. Isaiah 26, 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Number five, in this state of cleanness and rest, you will begin to tire. Put aside the Word of God. Rest your head on your pillow and meditate on what you just read, or sing one song in your mind over and over again, and you will soon fall asleep. Do not stress over the fact you are losing sleep. God will plus up what you lost by the application of your childlike faith. You will find the time spent before the Lord far superior to the sleep you've lost. God's Word is a saw, a hammer, and the building material with which to build a life, an abundant life built upon the rock, even a life that will last forever. God said, Psalms 4, verse 8, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for the Lord only maketh me dwell in safety. God said, Isaiah 26, 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. God said, Proverbs 3, 19 through 24, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Man said, no God, and consequently no supernatural Bible that serves any practical purpose. Now you have the record.